It was so hot in the Philadelphia area right before this past Memorial Day that many schools closed early. But at a Catholic elementary school in West Philadelphia, 80 kids spanning 1st through 8th grade brought out their instruments and youthful enthusiasm to practice for their final concert of the year. Back in September, the vast majority of these kids had never held a violin, viola, cello, clarinet, trombone, or a drum. Now they've spent about 9 months engrossed in the first local endeavor, fashioned after Venezuela's in-depth system of government-sponsored youth orchestras called El Sistema. Philadelphia's version at St. Francis de Sales School is called Tune Up Philly, and it's where Delia Rabb Snyder is teaching clarinet.
I've never seen a program like this really how it works exactly. I knew that if a kid was having a lesson every day that it would make a really big difference, and so it's really amazing to see what a big difference that does actually make. I don't think I could have predicted where they'd be.
Over the course of the year, a handful of the older students have had daily trombone lessons with Joshua Popejoy.
When you start to play an instrument, no one gets opportunities like this. You get like band and that's it. These kids are given small group, in my case, only five students, attention 5 days a week. So what they can accomplish in a short amount of time is so much greater.
There have been 11 concerts this year, enough to take the edge off a case of nerves or stage fright and generate a lot of attention. Even the mayor of Philadelphia showed up at one performance. The teaching artists, like Paul Butler, exude a unique commitment and spirit.
It's a great thing. I mean, the truth is that many Catholic schools and public schools were closed today. We're on the phone going, are we having it today? And they said, yes. Everybody's sweating like crazy. And they're all sitting here and they're being attentive.
Next time on News and Views, another glimpse of Tune Up Philly at work. To hear all three parts of this series, visit WRTI.org. I'm Meredy Duddleston, WRTI News. Arts programs are becoming a smaller and smaller portion of a child's standard educational fare. But a classical music program in West Philadelphia is thriving and set to get even bigger. This week on News and Views, a return visit to St. Francis de Sales Catholic School to catch up on Tune Up Philly. Paul Butler is one of 12 teaching artists for Tune Up Philly, and when asked what distinguishes it, he says it's the philosophy of Venezuela's system of youth orchestras, known as El Sistema, one that's based on the idea of a founder who wished to love the neediest child into wholeness.
I think that's what separates out a program like this from other programs, is that's the foundation. That's where we're coming from as teaching artists. When we show up, that's what's fueling this. It's not to have them play great. Yes, it is to have them play great, but the foundation is to love them into wholeness.
The 80 children in Tune Up Philly may not know about the vision of El Sistema's founder, Jose Antonio Abreu, but tune-up director Stamford Thompson, a graduate of the Curtis Institute, suggests they do feel the effect of his philosophy.
I remember hearing a couple of weeks ago from a teacher that one child went to her and said, "Why do you care? Why do you care about me? Why do you care that I'm doing, you know, the right thing? No one has ever cared about what I do." And this is a kid that we will have to remind them to tuck in their shirt or tie their shoe or stay focused in a class or to just walk down the hallway quiet.
Make no mistake, some of these children are among the neediest of that care and commitment.
The scary thing about what we have found about our work is that of our 80 kids, 32 of them are in danger of spending at least 1 year in prison. And that's simply according to the zip codes they come from.
Next time, the first year of Tune Up Philly wraps up with a final concert. To hear all three parts of this week's News and Views, log on to WRTI.org. I'm Meredy Duddleston, WRTI News. On a Sunday afternoon in June, 80 first through 8th graders are dressed in white shirts and black pants or skirt for the final concert of the inaugural year of a novel classical music program called Tune Up Philly. The concert starts with a burst of percussion and concludes with a well-loved classic. In between comes string and wind ensembles, choirs, and more. St. Francis de Sales School, a Catholic school in West Philadelphia, hosts the after-school program, and now its auditorium is full. Parents, nuns, friends, benefactors, some media are watching how this initiative of the Philadelphia Youth Orchestra has caught on and where it will go. Jasmina Page's daughter, Ikeira, plays the French horn, and her mother says it's given her an outlet that so far is the most significant in her 10-year-old life.
I see her being interested in something other than the TV or video games. She really loves playing the horn. She loves coming to practice. She loves coming to all the concerts. And it keeps her focused.
Like the other kids in Tune Up Philly, Keisha Sample's 9-year-old daughter, Chloe, spends roughly 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, learning to play an instrument. And then she goes home and practices more.
She practices every day. Of course, I make her do her homework first. It really drives her crazy. And then she plays her flute.
Tune Up Philly will continue and even expand next year. The older kids who graduate will be able to return as mentors. The late Leonard Bernstein's daughter, Jamie, is collaborating on a documentary about the El Sistema-inspired program, and she's been there from day one.
We've seen these kids go from never having seen these instruments before in their lives, let alone touch them, all the way to playing this incredible Ode to Joy, Beethoven, on the last day of the program.
Next time on News and Views, Tune Up Philly's version of the El Sistema philosophy. To hear all three parts of this week's News and Views, log on to WRTI.org. I'm Meredith Duddleston, WRTI News.